I think a lot of times if you hear the term heroin addict, you think of somebody derelict living on the streets, and that's not really accurate anymore. I raised a happy little boy.
Joan Hessenauer's son, Jimmy Hissey, died of a heroin overdose in May of 2014. Jimmy struggled with addiction for more than 10 years. Since his death, Hessenauer created a website to help other families dealing with addiction.
There's kids who have gone over and served our country that come back and then overdose. There's kids in high school, and they aren't bad kids. They're athletes. They're smart kids. I think if you don't think it could happen to you, then you're not really being realistic.
That's why Hessenauer wants more people to be trained in how to administer naloxone, also known by the brand name Narcan. The medication can reverse an opioid overdose, whether from heroin or a prescription painkiller. Although it was too late to save her son, Hessenauer got naloxone training at the University of Rochester Medical Center's recovery program run by Dr. Gloria Bashevitz. URMC is one of more than 270 sites in the state that offer the service.
When you think about it, it's one of the few really perfect, almost perfect, antidotes that we have. It gets the dangerous opioids off the opiate receptors, and it has very, very few side effects. So it's really a wonderful medication that saves lives.
New York state lawmakers agree and have made the drug subsidized and readily available to lay people. The state has the largest number of programs in the country, and Good Samaritan laws protect a person from drug prosecution if they help someone during an overdose. Daniel Raymond is the policy director for the Harm Reduction Coalition, a national advocacy group. He sees New York as one of the states taking the lead in the proliferation of the medication.
The question is no longer whether naloxone is part of the solution, but how to make it as widely available as possible.
The state's most recent budget dedicated $272,000 to training school nurses in how to administer the overdose treatment. The Harm Reduction Coalition is also working with the state prison system to get former inmates trained in naloxone. Could it be paying off? A report last month by the advocacy group Trust for America's Health implies it is. The report ranks New York's rate of overdose deaths eighth lowest in the nation and links that low rate to access to naloxone. Law enforcement and first responders across the state carry naloxone. Captain Michael Fowler of the Monroe County Sheriff's Office testified in front of a state Senate task force that his officers reversed six overdoses within the first months of a naloxone program they began in December 2014.
Well, it's certainly positive for that family, for that individual, and for those first responders, but it's not the solution. What we're finding more and more is that those persons that are addicted, those users, will continue to use. And they will seek a higher high.
For Hessenauer, who's still actively grieving the loss of her son, naloxone can give hope to other families struggling with addiction.
I don't think it's a cure-all. You know, in reality, it's a Band-Aid. But if you can give somebody the chance to make a different decision, and I think it helps a parent or a friend or a spouse to feel less helpless, because it's a very helpless feeling to love someone who's addicted to heroin.
Michelle Faust, WXXI News. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Michelle Faust. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Michelle Faust. For KBIA News, I'm Michelle Faust. Reporting from Rochester, New York, I'm Michelle Faust. In Rochester, I'm Michelle Faust for The Innovation Trail. In Rochester, I'm Michelle Faust for WRVO News. In Rochester, I'm Michelle Faust for WSKG News. In Rochester, I'm Michelle Faust for WBFO News. In Rochester, I'm Michelle Faust for North Country Public Radio.